Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Morning Water. I am Earl. This is Travis.
How's it going, everybody?
All right. Hey, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a pretty good weekend.
I know you guys are, you're joining us a week later. We took a week off because I was on call for my job. So did you do anything last week?
Last week, I went and seen John Wick.
Yeah, how was it?
It was really good.
Right on.
I don't know if you've seen it or care to see it.
I didn't see this John Wick, no.
Yeah, it's probably the best in the franchise.
Everybody says it's really good.
Yeah. My thing is that he gets hit by cars a lot in this one. He falls out of the building. And it's like he gets up like it's nothing.
Do you think it's because of the bulletproof suit, though?
Well, yeah.
Like it absorbs some of the...
Yeah. I don't know.
Because, like, he gets shot, but it doesn't really faze him too much. And the fine fabric that they make the suits out of.
Yeah. Well, it seems that everybody in John Wick has that suit. So.
Yeah. That's why he shoots him in the head.
Yeah. What have you been doing besides on call?
Well, I was on call, but I was able to this weekend because on the weekend we have a guy that covers for us. So I was able to go to the movies, and I was going to go see John Wick, and instead I saw Dungeons and Dragons.
Ugh, how's that?
It's awesome. You got to see it. I'm not even bullshitting. It's really good. It's funny. It has good action. I thought...
Chris Pine was really good.
What?
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine's really good, and everybody's really good in it. And the previews don't give away anything that it's fun, but it's really good. Mm. It's got some great humor in it, and it's got really good special effects, and it's a really cool movie.
Well, I kind of want to start playing Dungeons and Dragons,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. Is it too late to start playing D&D?
No, the movie is just like D&D, where it's fun. Or you could make it really like super serious, but the way they've done it, it's super fun, and it reminds me of gameplay. And if you watch, Joe Manganiello has a show on D&D on YouTube, and he plays with guys like Vince Vaughn, The Big Show, John Favreau and Dave Filoni have come over for a game, and so like there's a lot of people that are getting into playing D&D right now.
Yeah, Chris Pine actually said they should start teaching in school. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that, but that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, Chris Pine said he's like, yeah, that should be like a new elective.
It really would. It could, because it would get the kids in off the streets, and they'd be able to learn something,
and teach you to learn your imagination.
It teaches you imagination and a little bit of math, because you know you have all your 14 size die, and you gotta know how many hits your armor can take. So you know it's. It would be a lot of fun, I think. Go ahead.
I was about to say, okay, you were talking about Joe Manganiello.
Yeah.
Why would he play D&D when he can bang his smoking hot wife?
Well, for some reason, like, he can, like, do a campaign, send the guy home, and then bang his smoking hot wife. And, like, they only do it for a couple of hours. You know what I mean? Like, you do it 3 hours, and you're like, okay, we're going to stop. We're going to reconvene next week. And then the following week, you know, your group shows up, and you start with, okay, here's where we left last week. And then, like, sometimes guys won't show up. So what you'll do is you'll be like, okay, he's going to stick. You're going to, if you're the dungeon master, you'll say, all right, well, he didn't make it. So what he's going to do is he's going to set up camp, and he's going to stay here. We're going to continue on without him. And then when your guy gets there, he has to continue on from where he left off, or he could do like a magic spell if he had to, and depends on how much magic he has. He could try to catch up with you guys. But that's what makes it fun, is that you can, you know, if he totally sucks and he doesn't make a magic thing, he's like always one step behind you. So what you could do is that if you're the DM, you could be like, the Dixie Chick showed up and fucked everybody, but then they had to leave. And then this guy gets there and he didn't get any pussy. And then, okay.
So, okay. Here's a little scenario.
Good.
You're elf, you're a barbarian, and you're a magician.
Yeah.
The magician is Brian Johnson.
Right.
The elf is Michael Caine.
Okay.
And the barbarian is Billy Idol, and the DM is Sofia Vergara.
Okay. All right.
What? Barbarian instead of Billy Idol, he's still on.
Okay. All right, guys, gather around. We're gonna play a little round, okay?
Oh yeah, you know I'm ready to go.
And then turn, all right? And ooh. Okay. So, although here comes a brain sucker. He's walking up close to you. They can't smell you, but they can see who's got the biggest brain.
You know, I better watch out because, you know, I wrote Rocky, so, you know, I better not say anything. Oh,
bloody hell. Now he's being attacked by the brain sucker. We're going to have to make a magic spell in order to get him out. Ooh! I got him! I'm gonna say it one. Gonna say it two. Say it three times. And make it come to you. Abracadabra. Ooh. Fire. Oh, that's good. You killed the brain sucker. You're so good. I just have to say, I thought I was going to cast a spell, and instead, this bloke over here totally blows me away. You're very good magic, sir. Fuck you. See.
That was good.
Thank you.
Do you want to get on with the news this week?
Oh, yeah, let's start some news.
This is part of what I was doing, what I did this weekend. I watched WrestleMania.
That was pretty much my whole weekend was WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was a good show.
It was.
But did you hear they sold WWE?
Yeah, to UFC, right?
It's the parent company that owns UFC, but yeah.
At least you know some of the fighting is going to be real. Thank you. Yeah, so they sold it to Entice Entertainment or something?
Endeavor.
And that's it. So do you think nothing's going to change, right? I mean, they're still going to run the same way they do every day. It's just that they're going to be owned by Endeavor.
Yeah. And they actually might get rid of Vince.
See, well, that's what they needed to do before they... I don't know. I think they should have just stayed with... I don't know why Vince had to sell it.
Yeah.
But...
Mm. But
they might Peacock, and we're going to go back to paying $50 a pay-per-view.
Oh, they're getting ripped. They're going to get off Peacock.
Well, there's a rumor that they might get off Peacock and go.
I hope not.
I hope not. I really like getting these pay-per-views for free.
Yeah. Shane McMahon.
Oh, that was heartbreaking, wasn't it?
He blew his quad.
Here comes the money, and there goes the show.
Like father, like son.
It really was, man. Oh, my gosh. It was like Royal Rumble all over again.
But I will say, like Snoop Dogg, he improvised so well.
Yeah, you know what? Snoop Dogg, I didn't think... Like I didn't know what was happening, but I mean I knew Shane blew his quad out, but I thought they were gonna do like I thought, oh, this must be planned. And then when Snoop Dogg started looking around, I'm like, oh no, he's doing this off the cuff because he hit Miz in the face twice. And Miz is like, Snoop Dogg, could you please stop punching me in the face?
I'm wearing a suit.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be like, well, he got hurt, but what about this guy? And then, oh, shit, here comes The Rock. You know, like.
Yeah, it would have been good, but. But, yeah, overall, I really enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I was really surprised, like, at a lot of things. Like, I was surprised that the champions held onto the titles.
Yeah. Yeah, Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I liked night one better than part night two, though.
Well, the Intercontinental title match was awesome.
Oh, man, those three guys beat the shit out of each other. Because I went over to Brennan's house to watch it. It's like, yeah, they're gonna beat the shit out of each other because they're all Europeans and they don't care about their bodies.
Yeah, that was so good, and I was surprised Cody didn't win.
Yeah,
it makes sense. Everybody knew Cody was gonna win.
Yeah. And if you actually throw like a little twist in there, everybody will not suspect it.
You know how you can vote on the DraftKings?
I think, yeah, aren't they trying to make wrestling betting legal or something?
Yeah, so everybody lost their ass because they thought Cody was going to.
Yeah. And whoever bet for Roman Reigns won some money.
Yeah, he might turn face now for like 20 people.
Yeah. But enough about wrestling.
What?
Now it's the major news.
Yeah.
Ish. It was last week while you're on call.
Yeah.
Did you hear Jonathan Majors got in trouble?
Yes.
For beating up his girlfriend?
Yeah, she said he was choking her.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I mean, that's the best part with King. You can make somebody else King the Conqueror, but... I guess the allegations were dropped.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like, no. I guess she was making it up so he can get in trouble or something.
If I was him, I wouldn't have a girlfriend until at least this movie's over, because you know Marvel was getting ready to replace his ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, they already had, like, 3 or 4 people on standby.
Yeah. They're like, oh, shit, Killmonger's coming back.
Yeah, it was like, well, King the Conqueror, he can be different, you know?
Yeah, he's got variants just like Loki.
Yeah. And it's like, and they're not all black, so.
Yeah, Loki had an alligator, so. That's right.
Did you see the Blue Beetle trailer?
I did not, but I heard it was good.
Yeah. I mean, I watched it at work. Oh. So I was watching it on my phone, so I didn't watch it when I got home from work. So I didn't need to watch it again. But, I mean, it looks promising. It doesn't look great, but...
Well, I saw... when I went to the movies... For some reason, they're showing a lot of horror movie trailers. So, have you seen, they did a trailer for Stephen King's The Boogeyman?
Oh, yeah. That looks good.
Yeah, that looks good. It looks scary, too.
Yeah.
And then also, there was a trailer for the WrestleMania was showing.
Oh, The Last Pope.
Yeah.
Or I was saying that Russell Crowe goes, "Hey, Satan, you're not allowed to come to the orgy."
All right, Satan.
Yeah.
All right, Satan, you're off of the list. No orgy for you. Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because... Just bring your big balls.
Yeah, okay. Because he sounds just like Zeus.
Yeah, that's his what he thinks is an Italian accent. Hey, arrivederci, cocksucker. Oh,
my name's Maximus Decimus Aurelius.
I am father to a dying son, and I'm husband to a dead wife, and I will have my revenge in this day or the next. And by the way, you're invited to the orgy. I'm glad he ate her. And I'm going to eat her next. Ooga.
Ooga.
I'm so nasty.
Oh, did you hear they're doing Gladiator 2?
Yeah. I think it'd be about as good as Clash of the Titans 2.
Yeah. Well, apparently, originally, one of the theories they were going to have Maximus come back as like a war god.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to take. I'm glad they're going to have Denzel Washington, but no.
Russell Crowe said he would do a scene in Gladiator 2. He would come back, but all he's going to do is lay there as a dead body because he dropped dead. He's not. Doesn't make sense for him to be in the second one.
Hey, hey, you're not allowed to do the orgy.
Hey. I'd tell you to suck my balls, but that's what's going to be going on at the orgy.
Ayo.
Hey, yo. Man, I saw the trailer for the end of the Spider-Verse a couple of times. The new one.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks okay.
Looks okay. Looks okay.
Are you going to go see the new Super Mario Brother?
Yeah. Mario? Yeah. It looks good.
It does look good, but I have a feeling that it's going to be out on Peacock as soon as I can. Because Puss in Boots is on Peacock right now.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's how I felt about John Wick. I that's why I didn't go see John Wick, because I think it's going to be coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, I think Avatar comes out tomorrow or today.
Is that right?
Yeah, Avatar came out today. Creed 3.
If on DVD?
Oh, well, it's out on digital.
Okay.
The Creed 3. But Avatar came out on DVD today.
Well, Creed 3 is really good. I would suggest it. Imagine
that's what one of my buddies would tell me.
Yeah.
He said Creed 2 is really good too. And I haven't seen it.
All the Creed movies are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen the whole trilogy.
Oh, well, they were playing Rocky at the gym the week you're on call. I was just watching that scene with Hulk Hogan. Why are they carrying him?
He's walking.
What do you think he eats? Oh, about 202 pounds.
Weighing in at 202 pounds.
Rocky Balboa.
Right, you know, first, you know, we'll just go around the ring. You know, first I'll chase you, then you chase me, okay? Let's go.
So, a little known fact, Vince was pissed at Hulk Hogan for taking the role, and he fired Hulk Hogan.
Mm.
And then it became so popular, Vince hired him back. Oh, no, Vince Sr., fired Hulk.
Yeah.
But it was so popular, Vince Jr. hired him back and gave him the yellow trunks and the yellow boots, and he became an American icon.
Yeah, because Rocky III came out in 83 and Hulkmania started in 84, right?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. But people loved Hulk Hogan. And then you flash forward to, you know, millennials, not or past millennials, to the snowflakes. And are millennials and snowflakes the same thing?
Yeah.
And they hate Hulk Hogan because, like they said, he said the N-word or something. Like, I'm pretty sure Booker T said it first, so...
Yeah, he's seriously to Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, so... I think that everybody should just get a break on that one, but... You know how cancel culture is.
Yeah.
F them.
Yeah.
Right in their tiny little butts.
Yep.
Did you see that Bud Light is now going to have a trans person and certain... rainbow LGBTQ unity flags on their beers.
No.
Yeah, that's happening soon. And, you know, what's funny, though, is that a lot of people said that Bud Light was always gay to begin with. So, thank you.
I knew that joke was going that way.
It's not. It's actually true. They are going to put a picture of a trans a boy that he's pretty popular on the internet or on TikTok.
Ugh.
And it's a boy dressed as a girl, and that's going to be their spokesperson for their beer for a little while. Mm. And so, so I think what I'm going to do is in unity, I'm going to join all the rednecks that are drinking Coors because. Bud Light is for chicks.
Yeah, I was about to say, what are you going to do? Because everybody in down the South drinks a Bud Light, right?
They were. They drink a lot of like Coors and Blue Moon. And I think they got on the Bud Light is gay bandwagon a long time ago because they all drink everything else.
Mm.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'd be like, can I get a Bud Light? And they'd be like, sure, faggot. And now I'm like, shoot. Now if I have a Bud Light, they're going to know he really is queer. So.
Yeah, Bud Light. Sure, there. Sure thing, faggot. Oh, wait, are you?
Here's your beer, cocksucker. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just going to wrap my lips around the whole thing and shoot it. Oh.
Speaking of wrapping your lips around the real thing.
Sure.
So, say if a girl is giving you the business.
Yeah, as you do.
And she gets out and she has a big mess on her face.
Yes.
And she goes in for a kiss.
Right.
And this is what you say.
I'm not kissing you.
Speaking of going a long way. No.
Oh, just yeah. Woo, I'm tired.
Yeah. Are you ready? Well, it's time once again. Yes, it is, my friend. It's time for the Bumper BJ. We give you all the news of the MCU, and then we'll be on our way. We got the Savage Team Hulk and the Mighty Thor. It would like to get out of my mouth and be sober, because here it is. Here it comes. This is the Bumper BJ. Yay!
Okay, so, what are we going to start with this week? Okay, first on the agenda, did you see the Secret Wars and trailer?
I did. Looks pretty cool.
Dude, yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, it looks interesting, and before seeing it, comes out June 21st.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, oh man, I literally cannot wait.
Yeah, what do we have coming up? Is there anything coming up between? Well, May, right? Is there something coming out in May?
Guardians.
May 5th, right?
Yep.
Wow, that's right around the corner. Shit.
And coming out in actually September, Loki Season 2 is coming out.
Oh, they have a release date for it?
Yep.
That's great.
It's rough rumors. I heard something August, September-ish. So I was just blindly saying, oh, they're going to come out in September.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And speaking of Morbius from Loki, because we all know he's going to be in Deadpool 3, Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Well, apparently that the rumor is the time machine that he got from Cable,
mm-hmm.
He's going to go back in time and get Wolverine before he got killed in Logan.
Yeah.
And so they're getting chased by Morbius through the multiverse.
Oh, that's cool.
But again, rumor. So yeah. But that's what all of our show is just rumors.
That's right. That's pretty much all the entire internet is just rumors.
Rumors and KCAT videos and porn.
That's right. And if you combine them all together.
It's a good time.
I think you get that one Fleetwood Mac album.
What's Fleetwood Mac album is that?
Rumors.
about kitty cats and porn.
Yeah. Like, they were all doing each other, and then they were writing songs about what a bastard this one was doing for cheating on me. And the other one's doing a song about how what a bitch she is for not appreciating that he could cheat on her. And
so, and Fleetwood Mac was, what the hell's her name?
Stevie Nicks.
Was she the only singer, or was that guy a guy a singer too?
No, there was two guys. One was Lindsey Buckingham, and Lindsey Buckingham is more known for The Holiday Road. Holiday Road, you know, the song from
Vacation. Christmas Vacation.
Right. So,
is he the same ones from the Buckingham and Comedy Drag?
No.
Oh.
But then there's Mick Fleetwood, and he's best known for getting the blow-up collars off of Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Running Man.
Mm, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they do sing songs. Trying to think of what songs you might know by Fleetwood Mac. But there was Stevie Nicks, well, and then there was one other girl, and Lindsey Buckingham was with Stevie Nicks, and then he left her for the other girl, and so Stevie Nicks wrote songs. They were doing an album, and she's like, "Yeah, I wrote a song," and she's staring at him while she's singing the song into the recorder about what a bastard he is. And the next day, he's like, "I got a song." And he's doing a song staring at Stevie Nicks about what a cunt the G is. And so they just came up with like 100 great songs, you know, based on hating each other. And
that's how you do it.
And that's how you do it. I heard the same thing happened to Glenn Campbell and Johnny Cash.
And they're bugging each other.
Yeah.
Well, Stevie Nicks really was like the 70s Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, that's right. She was. And as far as 70s music go, people say that she's the GOAT. I mean, not the greatest of all time. I mean, she sounds just like a GOAT.
Yeah. There you go.
Io.
How about we get off on how are we talking about that?
Because we were talking about Cable and Deadpool going.
Oh, yeah. Did your Marvel actually fired their visual effects president?
Yeah, well, she wasn't, I don't think she was visual effects president. She was Marvel vice or president. Or, wait, no, you're talking about Ike Perlmutter.
Yeah, visual effects.
They fired Ike Perlmutter. So Ike Perlmutter was this old guy. He's been with Marvel a long time. And he was back, you know, when.
It was a lady.
Okay, well, they fired her too. They fired a woman. And they fired a man. And both for kind of the same reason, but just opposite. So Ike Perlmutter was this guy who was there when at the beginning with Blade and Spider-Man, X-Men, and then the offshoots into the MCU. But he was like incredibly racist and he didn't want to see no fags, you know? And so... But they kept him on because he had a lot of, because he was high up in the company. And then this girl, she was with Marvel from the beginning under Iron Man and Captain America and Thor. But she was always trying to get representation because she's a big lesbo. And so that's why, you know, you got a lot of like woke shit in the movies now. They found out that nobody wants to see that. So they fired her.
Yeah.
Because when you're telling a story about a time-changing dimensional person, do you have time to go, like, yeah, these two ladies that would get naked and scissor each other and ask me to join, then they were my moms. Okay, do I have to hear that? Like, just tell me, you know? Like
they've been doing a lot of that woke shit with just Disney movies in general, you know? Yeah. Buzz Lightyear, or Lightyear, there's a gay couple. They had baby.
Yeah.
Strange World.
It doesn't make sense. Like, you never showed the test tube they were born in, and you didn't show them scissoring, so I don't know what happened. If it's a man and a woman, you know, I'm like, oh, I know what's happening there. Baby fucking. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have a problem with gay people or anything, but you shouldn't be trying to give that message to children, you know what I mean? I mean, even though if they might think it, but you don't want to, I don't know.
Yeah, because now your kid's gonna come home from the movie and go, why does she have two mommies? Well, because now I got to explain to a 4-year-old that some girls like to get with other girls and smush their pussies together. Thank you. Oh, how come they have two daddies? Well, you see, one of them dresses very nice and he has a really nice job. He's a teacher. He teaches kids about your age. And the other one has a job. He goes on the internet. And he puts things in his butthole, and then when they get home, they invite me to help put stuff in too. So it's what I don't know, but
there you go.
No one ever has a parade knowing that back in the day I had to struggle to get laid. You know, and now gay guys are having parties all the time. They're like, yes, yes, the big floppy dicks. Yay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. Like,
I don't want to see that.
It wasn't a problem until you put your big floppy dick in my face. And then now it's a problem. I don't want to see
that. Oh, yeah, that's funny.
So.
And then the last news, Liv Tyler is coming back as Betty Ross.
Yes, coming back to
Captain America.
Captain America, A New World Order, it's going to have Thunderbolt Ross, Betty Ross, and I hear the leader's supposed to be in there too.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
So, do you think they're going to have the Hulk in it?
It would be great if they had the Hulk in it, because then at least you know, where they're going, or, you know. I don't know. I think it would be pretty cool to have the Hulk in it. I'm for it.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, I'm for it.
Well, I definitely think they're just going to have Harrison Ford as Thunderbolt Ross in this movie, and then at the end he turns into
a Red Hulk.
Yeah, because you can't just do a movie with the leader as your main antagonist. Because as awesome as he is, I don't think he's a big enough bad guy for one movie. You know what I mean?
He's not. You're right. They're going to have to bring in something bigger, and the Red Hulk would be a good addition.
Because I think that's coming out next year.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, next. I think April. And then Thunderbolts after that.
Oh, like in May?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, not May, but, like, you know, like, maybe... or Deadpool's coming out in February, maybe?
No, Deadpool... I think Deadpool's coming out in September of next year.
Wow. Wowee.
Yeah. Well, that's what... Well, that was on their list. I don't know if it's going to change, but it was supposed to come out in September.
They'll probably push it to October. I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, no movies come out in October.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good, though. I'm looking forward to all that stuff.
And then, they actually talked about it. They said Secret Wars might be broken up into two movies.
I would do that. I mean, because you could do an entire movie of them just getting transported there and the bad guys are fighting each other and the good guys are trying to find a way to get off the planet. And then, you know, you set it up, you know, you finish it with Doom making an alliance with Galactus. And then credits, you know, and people are going to be like, oh, shit, I got to wait a year to find out what happens. And then.
Yeah, well, you can do the whole just one movie. Like, you can follow the Fox Marvel Universe, you know?
Yeah.
And that would be great stuff. But I think if they do that, they need to bring the Russo brothers back. Because they did such a fantastic job on Endgame and Infinity War.
You know where they could stop it is that Spider-Man gets into a fight and he goes to change his clothes and he comes out with the black costume on. That would be a good scene, and then
yeah, in the movie,
yeah,
that would be good. A good little cliffhanger,
yeah. Tobey Maguire, I mean, not Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland with the black suit,
yeah,
that's cool.
I don't got more Marvel news.
All right, you tapping out?
Yep. Right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, take us out.
We gave you all the news to the MCU. Now we're on the road. That's something else from the Mighty Thor. And now we're done in my mouth of Thor. And this is that, and this is that. That's how we do it. Yeah.
Have you been caught up on the Mandalorian?
I was trying to. I saw some last night to try and get caught up. I think I fell asleep, but I did see they're being attacked by pirates. And they're trying to go and get them, and I'm sure they went and got the pirates.
But you seen the one where they're trying to find the get that little kid?
Yeah,
Mom loved that episode.
That was a good episode.
Normally she's passed out every time I watch the Mandalorian, but she was up for the entire thing.
If she could stay awake, she would love Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm.
Because it's like I said, it's really funny, but like it's got a ton of stuff from the game in there that only if you follow the game that you would know that that's in there. Like that's a thing. You know? But I hate to keep coming back to it, but I was just so surprised. When you see a movie that you don't expect a lot from. You know, it's like watching the first Pirates of the Caribbean is going to see this Dungeons and Dragons, because it's like, damn, I haven't had this much fun at the movies in a long time. So,
yeah, I was about to say maybe Spider-Man was the last time you had fun.
Spider-Man was the last time I had this much fun at the movies.
Well, I was about to say you're pretty easy to entertain, though. So
you're right. You should go see it and tell what you think.
I will.
Okay.
And no episode of Morning Woodruff would be complete without this week's Downer News. Yeah, celebrity death.
That's right.
Well, he wasn't a celebrity. I mean, to us, he was. Bushwhacker Butch.
Oh, my cousin Wong! Yeah.
Yeah, he died.
Instead of biting Luke's ear, he bit the dust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bushwhacker Butch passed away over the weekend, and the only person that knew was Bushwhacker Luke.
His old cousin.
You know what would have been funny is if they were at, like, you know, because WrestleMania was in town, a lot of former stars went to Comic Cons and signed autographs and stuff the same over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And so they figured since there's going to be a lot of wrestling fans in town, they'll set up their booth. So I was just wondering why Luke was there, but Butch wasn't. And it turned out Butch was in bad health and took a turn for the worse. And big bucket of wind, though. We got to see the Bushwhackers wrestle a couple of times.
Yeah. Have you seen that thing online? That one song, Heaven Let Your Light Shine Down?
Yeah.
And it always cuts the Macho Man going, yeah!
Yeah.
And then Mike goes, whoa! The Bushwhackers.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Ooh. Ah. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it was good. So.
But yeah, big bucket of win for Butch.
That's right. Big bucket of win for Butch. Let's all give it up for Butch.
Yeah, pretend we just give it up for him.
Pretend we give it up for Butch.
You got anything else?
No, week? I'm good. I'm good. You?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for joining with this edition of Morning Woodruff. And you can join us every Tuesday around this time. And if you're listening to us, you probably found us on the Anchor app off of Spotify and perhaps Apple Music.
Maybe.
And you can see us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. And if you see us, like us, subscribe to us. And if you don't, tell a friend. And if you don't have any friends, go make some friends. Yeah. And we also want to say until next time, enjoy your coffee and be good to each other.
See you guys.